This episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, SNL, and more. Right now, our listeners get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Joey. That's HuluPlus.com/Joey.
Lowercase. Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's going down.
This is my worst nightmare.
Your nightmare hasn't started, cocksucker. It's going down. Wednesday, June 12th, 2013. Get your shit together. Chinese people are jumping off bridges, and you're still confused whether you should get pulp in your fucking orange juice, you cocksucker. Get up, you fuck. It's Wednesday. Go out there. Wash your balls. Shine your shoes. Make it happen. Clean your toes. Make it happen, motherfuckers. Eat some oatmeal, Alpha Brain, reefer, coffee. Fuck that toilet up, and you go out there like a soldier into the world. What are you giggling about, cocksucker?
You every day. I can always tell if you get up early or not. Because when you get up early, you get all riled up with the cats and the kid and weed, and you come over here and you. What does that mean? Chinese people are jumping off bridges, but you're still confused about pulp?
Listen, what does that even mean?
People are always like, oh, all the sayings, and I have no, like, you don't even know what that one means. You just came up with the words.
Chinese people are jumping off fucking bridges. I read about it in CNN. And most Americans are worried about whether there's pulp in their fucking orange juice. You follow me? That's the point right there. It's what we're worried about. What are you interrupting me for? I'm going to fucking roll here. I didn't sleep last night.
Why not?
You know, sometimes you lay down, insomnia takes over, and after like an hour or two, the insomnia frustrates you. You get frustrated. And once you get frustrated, you cannot fucking fall asleep. You can't read. You can't watch TV.
And weed didn't put you to sleep? Weed always puts me to sleep.
I smoked the fucking weed. I smoked the fucking vapor pen. I smoked my finger. I smoked everything. I was fucking frustrated. So I think I slept like an hour. So I'm going to go home and take like a 2-hour cat nap. I got to go to the doctor. And I got to write some shit. And I said, what's going on with you, Tarzan? Everything all right?
Everything's great. I wanted to... No one even said anything to me, but on Monday, if you haven't listened to... We've been doing Monday Edible Podcast. And you brought up going to school. And like when I thought about it, like I felt like I was like I didn't want you to think I was making fun of you. Like no one even said anything, but I felt bad. That was at the end, like 2 hours into an edible, and I was and like that's the last thing I expected to hear. So it's cool. No. I wasn't making fun of you or anything.
I got the class.
Oh, you did?
It's political and society history of the United States. It's Tuesdays, or I could take it online. It starts in August.
I don't think you'll like online. I took online courses and I hated it.
It's fucking boring. Reason why you go is to park and mingle and throw a pencil into the teacher's skirt.
I did awful.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I did terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Because one of the teachers hated my writing.
Online?
Yeah. And I couldn't do it the way they wanted. So, like, I had to pay like two grand more, take another class. Because when I came out here 3 years ago during the summer for an internship, I did online classes at the same time so I could graduate early. And I barely passed.
No shit.
I don't think you like online at all.
I'm gonna look into it.
Because you have to like upload your papers and I recommend doing it in person.
Just go down. It's just one day. I think it's 6:45 to 8:30 at night or something like that. Yeah. Either or. I looked into the class. It's 1 and 2, so it's 3 credits a fucking semester. I'm just gonna take 3 credits. I can't take anything more than that. I can't focus that much.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it a fucking shot.
Why not?
This is what... And they had a couple biology classes. I mean, they got some good shit. They didn't... For history, they didn't have the shit I was looking for.
What were you looking for?
I'm looking for American political systems from scratch. The whole House of Congress, the whole thing from scratch.
They don't have classes like that anywhere. Like, they don't have...
They had those at CU. They had those at Colorado Mountain College. They had those...
Well, like, I always thought,
look into,
like, in, like, high school, they should have, like, paying your taxes, fucking paying your bills, like, classes like that,
Paying your taxes.
Because I have no idea how to do taxes. Like,
nobody does. That's why you go to H&R fucking Block.
That's what I'm saying. You should have taxes, but like, how to be an adult.
How to be an adult?
Yeah.
Listen, you become an adult, but no. Now you're getting carried away.
Listen, you could take
all the classes in the world, but you got to do by learning. You know, I was put in a weird situation when I was a kid. When I saw that fucking, those ambulance lights make the stop at the bottom, make that right up my hill, I had a choice to fucking make. I had a fucking choice to make. There was no workbook. The thing that worked about me was that my mother always strived to make me independent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm writing this thing right now, and I'm telling you people at home, I think Omar's going to call in next week, the editor. And it's really weird when you write this shit, you have to relive it as you're writing it. And you know, I tell people that when I was 15, my mom passed, and I was thrown out into the wolves, the whole fucking thing. Yeah, part of that's true, but I got bad news for you motherfuckers. I was pretty much on my own from the time I was 11 or 12.
That
I
young?
Just lived there.
Yeah.
It's a sad statement to say. Like, I think about it, I get sad about it because it makes my parents or my mother look bad. But it didn't. My mother had so much confidence in me that I could handle myself at that age.
Yeah.
That she didn't worry. And her not worrying gave me more confidence because I knew what my friends would go through just to go to the corner.
Yeah.
So I think back at it now, and sometimes I get mad at my mom for letting me walk up to see his Roebuck on the fucking top of Kennedy Boulevard when you know. I mean, but did my mother know I was going into the city in the eighth grade to play three-card fucking Monty and to go to peep shows? You know, no.
You don't think so? I think she probably... Like,
no,
you don't think
no,
so?
No. I was doing it with six or seven kids, and these kids' moms talked.
Mm-hmm.
So if one found out, everybody found out. And we kept it together. We didn't abuse it. It's not like we went over there at 10 in the morning and stayed till 10 o'clock at night. We didn't call. We'd shoot into the city for an hour because you could do that.
Yeah.
I could say to you, Lee, I'm going to go to Sherman Oaks to look at a stereo or whatever. And we'd get on Kennedy Boulevard, take a bus into the city. That took 20 minutes. We walked around downtown for an hour, and we took that same bus back. That's an hour 40. Where were you? We were on Bergeron Avenue buying music.
Yeah.
So they didn't know. You know how many shit things could have gone wrong? We'd go into the city to do those stupid fucking things as a 15, 14-year-old.
Jesus, yeah.
But I used to take like a bus to karate.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go like three towns. I would go from North Bergen all the way to downtown Union City by myself to go to Gushin Ryu Karate. And it wasn't just on that one street. You had to go down, you know, 60 blocks on the bus and then walk over six or seven avenues.
Do you think...
No. I had no... supervision? No, what's that thing when you have to come in at night? Curfew.
Oh, curfew, yeah.
I really had no curfew. All right, you figure Enter the Dragon. Enter the Dragon came out in 1973. I was 10 years old. I was allowed to go see the last showing of Enter the Dragon at the movie theater, which was like 9:30, 9:50.
Yeah.
You know, that motherfucker got out at midnight. We were walking down Bergamine Avenue with three other fucking gorillas who their mom, they lied to their moms, I'm gonna sleep over here. But pretty much, you know, there was a couple kids when my mother died that I hung around with. I grew up with Anthony Sabatino or Glenn Conti, and they would tell me that their mothers would ask them, who are you going out with tonight? And they'd say, Coco. And they'd go, you know what? We feel a lot better that Coco's there because he knows how to handle himself. And it wasn't that I was a tough guy. I just knew how to, at that age.
Now, sometimes I think about it. I'm not saying your mom knew she was going to pass away early, but sometimes you're like, I wonder if she was doing this because she felt like something was going to happen. Like, do you think... like something like that at all? Or like, because most parents wouldn't raise their kids like that.
I was having a conversation with Bert and Felicia Michaels about their children.
Mm-hmm.
Bert's got two daughters and Felicia's got two boys. And we were talking, and I said to them, this is way before Terry got pregnant. I said to them, if I ever had a child, in a way, you have to prepare your children for the day that it comes. You hope it never comes. But what good is it me raising you? Listen, when you go to karate, you know, I teach you all these kicks and punches. What good is it if I don't put you in front of a live person?
Yeah.
For you to learn angles and learn punches and learn kicks and distance and, you know, what good is it? It's the same thing with life. You know, I went to a meeting the other day, Monday, at CBS Radford. And I met with these really cool guys about a TV show idea. And the one guy was talking about how, you know, podcasts have changed people's lives and he said he listened to a few episodes of this and he goes, it was so raw. I forgot what I was going to fucking tell you about the show. But, you know, I was on my own for a long fucking time before my mother died. And should she have raised me like that? Sometimes me, on a personal level, I get pissed off.
Really?
That she gave me that much rope. I had that much freedom growing up.
But do you think you would have survived the years after she grew up, after she passed away, if you didn't?
No.
Yeah, I was going to
say.
No,
I would have caved. I would have caved. And I did cave. I caved in many ways as a human being. You know, when they take away your belief system. I'm a Catholic, you know, and I love being a Catholic. And a lot of you people fucking write me emails that you fucking think I'm crazy. I came from another country and I had insecurities. And at night you pray. Mm-hmm. You pray that your insecurities go away. You're a fucking young kid. You're a dumb fuck. You don't fucking know. I was a Catholic full-blown till Lefty Cortina took me into the village and I bought weed at that church. Don't get me wrong. I didn't stop smoking fucking weed because I bought it at a church. When he told me to get out of the car that he wanted me to see some, I thought he was fucking with me. And next thing you know, we were walking behind the church into the fucking church downstairs. And I could see the priest talking to people and three guys are selling fucking weed in the bingo room. I bought the weed. But I felt, as a Catholic, I felt fucking disgusted. Like, I really did feel fucking embarrassed.
I don't think you've told that story.
Yeah, this was like, this was summer of 79, right before I got paraquat from smoking fucking pot.
Okay.
Paraquat was what the government sprayed on reefer. And I smoked it and I got a lung infection. But right in that July, I really got into reefer because I was going to be a sophomore. And I wasn't going to play basketball. I was done with sports. Sorry about that, Lee. I'll pick it up later.
What?
We weren't going to basketball. I don't care. Yeah. So I was just going to become a head. That was my excuse. So I fucking... I was copping a lot of weed with this kid, Lefty Cortina. His parents were doctors.
Okay.
And I was copping a lot of weed with him from different places. We smoked a lot of weed. We played a lot of fucking basketball. You in on this fucking number?
Or sure, why not?
Church. We went into the fucking city. He asked me if I wanted to go. And we know what else? We got really high that day. And that's the first time I really heard Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd in his car. He had like an old Lincoln Continental type big fucking car. And he had a cousin. And he had a brother, Osby, who they're all doctors now. I think my man Lefty teaches at fucking some high school in Jersey. I swear to God. There's some good fucking weed, Lisa. I had. Look at him coughing, that motherfucker, like a savage on a Wednesday morning. Look at you. I like it. You see? See, if you would have ate some ass right now, you would have coughed out the pubic hairs like a soldier. I want to thank Connor Hume for sending us that picture, that chick's asshole.
Thanks a lot, Connor.
We're coming to Denver. We're going to open up with Lee sniffing her asshole and her just throwing like a little whey protein fart in his face.
It's on the internet now.
What?
I don't think this is happening. I think you're fucking with me. And I think you think it's funny.
It's all going to be a surprise. We'll talk about it on the podcast Monday. So I go into this fucking church, and it just destroyed my insides. Like, I didn't say nothing to nobody about what it did to me, but I just made believe like I didn't see it. It's like seeing your mom giving a blowjob. You make believe you don't see it. You know what I'm saying?
Would it still bother you now? Because, like, that seems like...
What, really... seeing my mother give a blowjob? Gosh, she's dead. If I saw a mother give a blowjob, I'd fucking rent her out to TMZ and make millions. Unlike other people, don't want to take a fart in the face.
Buying weed in a church.
Oh, it fucking destroyed my insides.
But what did you do it now, yeah.
No, I wasn't ready for it at that age.
Okay. Like, did you think, like...
I wasn't ready for corruption in the church. I really was not ready for that.
So do you think the priest was getting, like, a few $100 and...
Sure, look the other way. Yeah, I read Henry Hill's book. He's talking about he knew a rabbi that would fucking convert you into jail so you'd get fucking, You could get
kosher
furloughs.
Meals?
No, you get furloughs and he'd get kosher meals.
Okay.
You know, shit like that. So... That was the first thing. Man, about a year after my mother died, I'm like, what type of God is in the sky that would take a fucking kid's mother away at this age and make him go through all this fucking heartache without his mother? So I was disenchanted with the whole fucking religious experiences. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
No, but I was thinking as you were saying it, if your mom hadn't given you that much rope, you probably, not probably, you would have lived with, what was your stepfather's name?
Juan.
I think if you had a normal, like, quote unquote,
fuck
normal,
that shit. At that point, when my mother died, at that point, you got to figure like that night. That night, I went and did fucking acid and went out with my buddies, and I walked in the house at 12. I was basically 15 years old.
That's what I'm saying. If at
the
11,
week before that, I had gone out till 4 in the fucking morning.
When your mom smacked
flipped.
You, yeah.
Yeah, she fucking flipped. So, If I would have gone to live with Juan, I would have became like a fucking Marine. But at that time, I was getting high. And I couldn't live with him.
That's what I'm saying. If your mom had given you like a quote-unquote normal childhood, you probably would have went to live with Juan.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's a normal childhood? I did
the one where you didn't have the rope and the... And your mom, and you had a curfew and stuff like that.
It's amazing. I really didn't have a curfew. That fucks with me today. And there was nights I could say, Mom, in front of the house talking shit. And a lot of kids could say that. We're in front of the house talking shit. And you could stay up till 11 or 12. But it was a few kids didn't have a curfew. Myself, John Bender. It was like six or four fucking five kids that didn't have a goddamn curfew.
That's a cool part about growing up in a neighborhood is, I mean... Your parents give you like a little bit more leeway because like
if there's you're kids right down the street,
yeah.
That neighborhood spawned fucking children, and it's like any other American neighborhood today. These kids just don't go out. Oh, so when I went to that fucking meeting the other day,
okay,
this is what the guy said to me. The guy goes, "I listened to three or four of your podcasts. I listened to one of the Testicle Testaments." He goes, "For some reason or another, you think in your head because I think." You know, I always tell a story how I never said these stories to anybody because I thought everybody lived like this. And it's so weird. Like, you're going to be 25, you know?
Yeah.
And you never heard this shit when I talk to you. Sometimes I call you at night and break your balls and you're like, I've never heard. And this is what this guy said. He goes, you live such a life. These kids would like to live it or would like to know how to live that life, but you can't.
Yeah.
You can't go into the city of Muggahooker without doing 18 years now. You know, you can't do so many things that we were on the cusp of that computer age. So a lot of shit didn't get picked up and didn't go with your record. You know, would I do it again? What the fuck was I reading that the guy was saying? Mark Maron show.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Maron had an episode where he picks up Danny Trejo and he sponsors him.
Okay.
And he's an AA guy and he takes him to all these meetings. And at the end of the episode, Mark Maron talks about how... you know, he does his tirade on the podcast, and he talks about how he couldn't get high anymore. Like, that's me. Like, I couldn't get high no more. Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't know where to start. You know, I don't want to meet another woman and cheat on my... It's so many things I don't want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, that you'd imagine I don't want to... Like, I couldn't imagine what a midlife crisis is. Like, I couldn't imagine. Like, I still can't force myself into drinking a fucking cocktail. You know how many times I go somewhere and I'm like, I'm drinking a fucking cocktail tonight. And I chicken out in a fucking cocktail. I would love to go to a midlife crisis and try to eat some chick's pussy that was 19 and lose my fucking mind. But I know I'd have a heart attack. I couldn't deal with it today.
Yeah.
I could never do a drug. I can never do another fucking drug again, you know? Like, I could smoke pot and I could eat all those edibles. You know that bag of edibles is fucking gone.
You told me. And that bag was a quarter full when you left here on Monday. Left,
maybe.
This weed today has got me high. That hate I just took... I'm fucking gone.
This is kryptonite from NoHo. That's organic. You. Thank you, brother. Thank you for being a polite little motherfucker. No.
So I'm stoned, and I'm sure a bunch of people are, and even if they're not, so you were at the thing, and he said people wanted to live the life you had. Because we kind of went off on like...
He was saying that. It's very interested that people want to figure out how to live an interesting life like you at your age, at a young age.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about what you just said. It's your birthday. Next month.
Drink some water, you okay?
I must have caught like an allergy or I smelt your foot or something. You were saying you're going to be July 20th, 1988. That's when you were born.
Yep.
Do you have any idea what I was doing July 20th, 1988?
If you actually know, I swear to God.
I do know. Sorry about that, people. Something, this motherfucker. I live with cats. I don't sneeze this much. I come over here. This motherfucker got me sneezing. I don't know what the fuck it is. Maybe he's got lint or something over here.
Lint.
I do know what I was doing. July 20th, 1988, I was working for Hertz with Carol Maxwell. She's on Facebook, a friend of mine. I was working for Hertz.
She'll friend you?
Yeah, she's my friend right now. We talk on the phone every once in a while. She worked at Hertz with me. For this guy named Richie.
What city?
Boulder, Colorado. They were... I was living... Oh, man. What the fuck are you laughing about, cocksucker? spray that. I guarantee the smoke is growing fucking more.
It is.
When we leave this office in the morning, you gotta see what it looks like in there. It looks like there was a shootout or like the beginnings of a fire. Like that. Definitely Jewish lightning.
My landlord's coming tomorrow at 10 and check the freaking smoke detectors. I feel like someone's complaining about the weed. We might have to find a new place.
No. Here's what you do. When I leave, open up these windows in the back door for a little while and just air it out. And when he comes in, he'll get his air. Spray some Febreze. What are you looking at me like that for? Like you're fucking half retarded.
You're like an angry urinal.
You look like a fucking Momo I showed a nickel to. What's the problem?
When you start sneezing, it's just hilarious. Okay, so Hertz Boulder.
I was living with this dude Manny. He was a coke dealer and a slash cab driver.
Okay.
And I was clipping him. I'd buy a half gram and I'd steal fucking 8 grams and I'd snort them all in one night and get up in the morning and go swimming at fucking the master swimming program. By July 20th, 1988, I had gotten a call from my attorney that community corrections had turned me down.
So this was before, so you had been arrested, but you hadn't had the trial yet?
No, I hadn't gotten, but it was already known that I was going to go to trial that month.
Okay.
Something was going to go down that summer. By September, I was going to go in front of a judge.
Okay.
So what I did was I got in shape. I tried to get my heart in shape, my head in shape for it. So I did blow. No. I worked out. I worked. You know, I wrote letters. I finished out those college courses I had. I had like 9 credits I was taking.
Mm-hmm.
I did all that shit. So when I went away, I'd be complete. I was hoping they would put me in work release. That was the word on the street. They were going to give me 120 days of work release and 6 years probation.
Okay. So what would work release mean?
Work release means exactly. You live in the county jail.
So you live in the jail still?
You live in the jail. You only leave the jail for work. That's it. No furloughs. It's not like the halfway house where you have furloughs. You go to pharmacy. No.
Okay.
You got a certain amount of fucking time. You have to call the fucking jail before you leave your job to say, I'm leaving right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is hardcore. So that was the word on the street. They were going to give me 120 days.
Work release.
Then they turned me down. First, they turned me down. So now we were hoping on community corrections, which is you move right into the fucking halfway house. So we were trying to cut a deal for 120 days work release. And you know what the sad thing is, Lee? That the only reason why I wanted work release is so I could still do blow.
Really?
Because my attorney was going to cut a deal with them for no piss test. Because it wasn't the state of Colorado. It was the something weird. And when he told me that, I'm like, thank God. Thank God. You know, my attorney was like, listen, before you go into prison or before you go into these places, I want to put you on a program where you volunteered for your analysis. They would cost me like $38 a week, and I would just go in on Monday and pee in a bottle to prove to them I was doing good. You know, the one time they called me at home and they said, listen, the level of THC in your piss was so fucking high. It's like you smoked a joint while you were pissing. And at this time, I was getting this chocolate Thai weed sent out to me in the mail from Jersey to fucking Colorado.
That's crazy.
Because I had so much green weed in Colorado, I wanted to mix it up with some fucking redhead fucking shit. So I would have my buddy send me some chocolate Thai fucking weed that was killing motherfuckers on 148th Street in Columbus right there by Columbus Circle in the city there. Fucking amazing shit.
Jesus.
So I was getting ready to go to prison.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to do. And I was working at Hertz. And I would fucking, basically, I would swim,
uh-huh.
Ride my bike home. I would swim for an hour with the master swimming program, ride my bike home, ride my bike back to Hertz, work all day, ride my bike back home, hit the bag, dinner, push-ups, run, go back, give the girlfriend a stabbing. And when she'd leave, I'd fucking do blow all night. I slept maybe an hour a night.
Jesus.
Maybe at those days. I'm not even kidding.
An hour a night?
Maybe. I would snort till 6, jerk off till 7, take a shower and go to fucking swim. I was fucking crazy. Put some music on.
So what were you doing on July 20th? Do you have...
No, I don't know what I was doing July 20th, exactly.
I thought you had like a concert or something.
I don't know what I was doing. I know what I was doing July 20th, 1st of 1982.
What?
Fucking that chick. I never forgot the date. That chick I wanted to bang for 4 years.
Oh, okay.
I never forgot the fucking date.
You remember the date?
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Oh, fuck yeah. I even cut my fingernails. I still smell a little pussy in my fingernails.
No, you don't.
It's a joke, you fuck. Put the music on. What the fuck?
You can't give me that weed and tell me you're smelling fingernails from...
Why are you talking over Ozzy?
You talking over Ozzy.
Are you kidding me? Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction. Oh, let's smoke some more, come here.
Can someone who's listening get a screenshot of what Joey just did with his nose with the smoke? It looked like a dragon. I'm fucking stoned, but it looked like a dragon.
You're talking over us. Don't worry about the screenshot. Death and hatred to mankind. Where's the jumping jacks?
Fuck you.
We see a jumping jack. One jumping jack.
The camera's not on.
Hold on. One jumping jack. You're a fucking savage. Look at smoke it. Get up, motherfuckers. Get that oatmeal going. Get an apple for the teacher. Do something. Figure it the fuck out. Chinese people jumping off bridges. Are you fucking... Blast that shit, Lee. Listen to this motherfucker. Oh, shit. Why should they go out? Are you fucking kidding me or what?
No, I'm not kidding.
All right, Lee, you're getting all excited. You're wiggling with Joey cocksucker. You bad motherfucker. Before anything, let me tell you something. My man Mike Dolce should be calling. He's in Canada, so he's doing the show a big favor today. I was on the Onnit webpage again, getting my shit together. I had to put a little order in for Rios. I'm going to try that testosterone. I'm going to try a couple things, and I suggest you try some fucking too. You know, I went to jiu-jitsu 2 days in a row. Yes, I did.
Wow.
50 years old. I don't feel fucking bad today. You know why?
Strong bone?
The strong bone. I'm prepared. That's why. You got to be fucking prepared. I'm not sore today. I had nothing. I have a little bit of fucking... My feet hurt a little bit.
Okay.
From running on the mat. But besides that, Papa feels fucking good. My cardio... I mean, it's hysterical. I could roll for 48 seconds to a minute at a time. But I'm doing the drill. I'm doing my fucking...
Got to start somewhere.
You're right. You know what, man? Listen. You know, I went home after, and it's weird, Lee, because I go Mondays and Fridays with the black belt, Marcelo, and you do these calisthenics and shit, and I can't fucking do no calisthenics. I'm no fucking, you know. I just go there and go through the motions, but I try. That's the most important thing. You fucking try. But the beauty of it is that during they do little drills, like you got to do judo rolls and all that shit. Right there, I just want to put my jacket on and run out. Like, right there. I feel so bad about myself. I feel so fucking bad about myself. I can't do a judo roll. There's so many little things.
You just started a couple weeks ago.
Doesn't matter. You know, I should be doing
this. You're so hard on yourself.
Oh, please. You have to fucking be in this society. That's what the problem is. Everybody's so, you know, avant-garde about fucking their lives. You gotta, you know, that's what, because I don't see myself doing it. That's why. Because I'm 300 pounds, I don't see myself doing a fucking judo roll over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think about one other thing. I think about how 20 years ago I got on a stage and I had no material and I was okay, and then a couple months later I won a contest. Maybe 6 months later I won a contest and I had an idea. I had one joke that worked,
mm-hmm.
and I had an idea. But I think about then and I think about what I'm doing now, and that's what will keep me going.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people I didn't know this lesson. You know, yeah, comedy maybe at the end of it, now that somebody mentioned it to me online, comedy did save my life. But it was because I committed myself to it. Like, I threw myself in there. I didn't fuck around. I didn't consider getting a day job. I did comedy. You know, I did fucking comedy. I ate it. I read it. I slept it. I had it in my ass. When I jerked off, a joke came out of my pee hole. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I fucking got into it. So please, if there's something that you want to do, I'm telling you, man, take it from your Uncle Joe. Just dive into it. Just do it. Do it till you can't do it no more. Do it, because sometimes wanting to do it, just the pain hurts. It fucking hurts. I remember when I would get that newspaper that the comedy people used to put out in San Francisco, and they'd have a club listing in the back, Lee, and I remember it used to pain me. like when I would circle the Comedy Club in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always thought I wanted to play there, but I never thought I would. And that's even fucking better when you want to do something, but you don't think you're good enough to be there. And all of a sudden, you end up there. You know?
Doing comedy in front of thousands of people seems a lot scarier than doing a judo role. I mean, that just thinking about, I don't even like going up in front of the 100 at the Ice House. It freaked me out the first time I did it.
But you did it.
No,
and that was a very big fucking step for you. I knew how hard it is for you, and you did well. You held your own. It was Bert Kreischer the one time. It was Vinnie Curto. You held your own. I was very proud of you. You just do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so weird. Like you, I bet you had doubts of walking off the stage saying, Vinnie's talking. Maybe I should, fuck you, get off the stage.
I don't talk like it.
It's very weird how we give up on ourselves before the miracle fucking happens. And I'm sick and tired of it. I did it for years. You know, I gave up on the guitar. No, I never really got into the guitar. I never even picked it up. I'm so scared of that. But like, I gave up on fucking being a brick mason. I gave up on being an electrician. Because no, I never thought I could fucking do anything.
No,
man.
One's ever said that before. I gave up on being a brick mason.
Yeah, I gave up on all these things because I never thought I'd be smart enough to do these fucking things. I always put them like somewhere out there. Like, I always thought I'd have a better chance of being a teacher before I fucking was a brick mason or something like that, you know? But you have to stop that. That's a bad habit that I have. That's a bad fucking habit that I always think. It's like writing a book. And now I'm writing it. Now it's in my soul. I'm having a great time even writing one sentence a day. You know, when him and I started a year ago, this book should have been done. It should have been the number one bestseller. But I wouldn't write the right way. And one day he got back to me, he goes, do me a favor, just write one sentence a day. I'm like, one sentence? He's like, one sentence a day. And send me a paragraph once a week. Well, guess what? I'm doing so much better the last 3 or 4 months because I'm doing that. I write one sentence a day. So I can't wait to get to that fucking computer the next day and write another goddamn sentence.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really fucking crazy how you program yourself. People always, you know, well, everybody's looking to get motivated. Everybody's looking to fucking get a, what's the other word I'm looking for? Inspired. You got to do this on your fucking own, you know. Sometimes I listen to music and it inspires me so much that I have to write something to match with this, what I heard in the lyrics, you know. Sometimes there's fucking lyrics that just destroy my insides.
Really?
Oh my God, there's some great lyrics. Tupac has some great fucking lyrics. Biggie. John Lennon's got some great shit to throw. I can't think about it right now. You made me smoke that fuck.
I made you smoke.
Look what I got, Lee. We got one more left.
I don't remember the last time I've been this high from smoking.
You know, I don't fucker, Lee. I don't show up here with Susquehanna fucking weed. I don't know how many times.
It's a mystery. I know there's. You rolled that before you got here. I don't like that. I think you put some of that mystery hash in it again.
You like that mystery thing?
I knew it was mystery. I knew.
Let me tell you what they did. Let me tell you what they
roaches.
Did. The other night when I went, well, let me tell you what they did. Okay, do you see this jar right here? You see that? There's maybe 10 fucking roaches in here.
Okay.
Okay, there's half joint, you know, there's like little roaches. Each roach, when I cut the paper off, it's going to be weed, but it's going to have this coating around it. And that's that THC juice, that's Dominica juice, that when you smoke it, it goes into the joint. That's why the paper's brown.
It's you sure it's not because of the fire?
Well, the fire, too.
It's Dominica juice.
All right, so now, I'm trying to drop some knowledge on you, cocksucker. This ain't high times. This is flavor. So now, what you have is...
That's another shirt.
The other day when I went over to Divine Wellness for the
tasting.
He said to me, he goes, hey, I got a present for you. And what they do is they get a gram of OG weed,
okay,
tremendous weed, and they dip it in hash oil.
I knew it was.
And they take it out and they put it, listen to me, cocksucker, hash oil. You didn't know it was hash. And they take it out and they put it on the table and let the fucking hash oil sink into the butt. Well, I took that shit to the next level. I took this motherfucker and put it in front of the fan.
What does that do?
Ooh, ooches, mooches. The fan dried this motherfucker till it was brittle. And that's why I put it in that glass pipe and it went down like fucking.
I knew it. It was in like, the glass thing that the hash is always in. You told me it was roaches.
It was roaches. The same fucking thing.
It wasn't roaches. It was dipped in hash oil.
I didn't lie. No, yes, same thing that comes. If I were to take that roach right now, that brown stuff is hashish oil. Look at all these fucking beautiful roaches we got here safe. Should we kill one of these or spark a new one? What do you think? What would you do in my situation?
I'm so stoned right now. So you so can
how
do it
can you be so fucking stoned? You took two hits.
I took two hits on camera.
Together. Get your fucking life together, cocksucker. How's the juicing going?
It's going well, but I think I'm going to start the other thing pretty soon. The meal plan.
What meal plan?
It's from My Fit Foods.
Let me ask you this, My Fit Foods.
Yes.
Have you put a cheeseburger in that fucking machine yet? Tell me the
truth. You can't put a cheeseburger in a juicer. How you can put it in a blender.
How do you know?
Because it's a blender. There's no juicing apparatus.
So did you ever blend the fucking cheeseburger?
No.
Tell me the truth.
Why would I blend a cheeseburger?
Your family. I ain't going to tell nobody.
If I'm going to buy it, I would just eat it. Thank God he's...
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's my main man.
Oh, shit. What's up, Joey?
You know me. Over here talking to Lisa. He's talking about juice and fucking cheeseburgers.
I'm not talking about it. Joey's talking about it.
I have a fucking story where back in my 280-pound days, I would juice fucking steaks, broccoli, potatoes. I put ketchup in there and drink that down like a savage.
Why would you do something like that?
Because I was fucking nuts and consumed with getting bigger and stronger, you know, East Coast style, Joey.
So, what would that do? So you'd be hungrier later? I mean, a steak? That's what the Cubans do with babies. Like, they blend black beans and rice and fried bananas, and they give it to you one shot.
Dude, it was the same fucking concept, just trying to get more calories in. I just couldn't eat any more food, so here's another way. Let me chew this shit and drink it down.
God damn, I thought you. Yeah. Jersey people. You know, I used to make that Jersey shake. I used to make this special protein shake. Like 16 ounces of whole milk, a half a tub of ice cream, 10 scoops of protein powder, peanut butter, wheat germ, vitamin E, a couple fucking Anavars. And we'd blend that shit up and drink it. Oh, my God, it was good. A little Hershey's milk, a little Hershey's syrup. Tremendous.
Sounds awesome.
Fucking steroid milkshakes. Who's better than me? You know what I'm saying? $8 a fucking pop in Jersey. They sell them. What's up, baby? So I'm watching the UFC the other day, and they got you jumping around fucking making people do push-ups and throwing punches. Talk to us. And I get emails that night. Joey, what's Mike Dolce doing? He don't tell us what's happening. What's going on?
It's UFC Fit. Check out UFCFit.com. That could probably explain it much better than I can. But for the first time ever, the UFC has come out with an in-home training system, and they brought me in to be the guy to build it. I was happy to do so. I wrote every word. So every word of the nutrition manual came from me. Every set, every exercise, every rep on the DVDs came from me. And then also I'm on there coaching you, performing the exercises with you. It's just like my training camps for my athletes. And that's what they wanted. They want the real science broken down for regular people in home. That's the most important part. So you look at a UFC fighter, 12-week training camp. That's what I did with UFC Fit. It's 12 weeks broken down into 4 3-week cycles. Each cycle progressively gets more difficult. So the first phase, week one, day one, it's challenging, but it's possible for anybody. Now, I've made UFC Fit for the person that has not exercised in the last 6 months to 2 years. That's the person I want to get up off the couch, get moving, get working out. In those first 3 weeks, we build you to the level that you can go for the next 3 weeks and continue to build. And then the last 3 weeks are fucking absolutely amazing. You'll be in shape. You'll be able to fucking work just as hard as Chael Sonnen or Thiago Alves or any of the other fucking, world-class athletes that I train every day. That's really the science behind it. We're trying to save people's lives with UFC Fit. Not making a UFC fighter. We're trying to save lives, get you ripped, get you laid, let you live long. That's the plan.
Now let me ask you this, brother. I thought you just worked with people on their diets and stuff like that. You personally go down there and time them on their sprints and all that stuff also?
Absolutely.
I think
I'm a better strength coach than diet coach. Just everybody knows me for the diet, right? And I'm pretty fucking good with the diet. But the strength coach side, that builds right in. I mean, you can't have one without the other. So what I think I'm best at is peaking. I say I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a strength coach. I don't even have a logo. I don't have a label. I don't have a title. So I do so many different things. I'm an a la carte coach. There's so many different things that I do for my athletes, my students, my clients. But really, you know, for the UFC athletes, it's periodizing the training system. It's peaking. I break like Thiago Alves. I had his life broken down until he's 35 years old. I mean, that's when I started work with him in 2010. That's what we did. Here was a kid that was, you know, 27 years old, 26 years old at the time. I said, shit, man, you're 26. You're just a baby who's had tremendous success. You're going to go for another 9 years, and that's what we did. So it's really that extended, that long-term build-out, the periodization system. But the strength and conditioning, man, that comes in. You know, I was 280 pounds. I squatted 840, deadlifted 765, then bench press 530. You know, I mean, so as far as the strength, the power, the explosion, I have that skill set in spades, but also the weight cutting. You know, they just tie in perfectly.
Dolce, I don't want to throw you off track or interrupt. You know, I love you, but you know I'm a Cuban Jew. My wheels are always fucking turning. Remember those Kodak things when we were kids? The Kodak huts where you fucking drove up and you dropped your film for, and
yeah,
2 days later, sure. We're going to build huts and just sell breakfast bowls.
Dude.
That's the ticket. Forget all this shit making athletes jump up and down and smelling fucking underwear in the fucking locker rooms and shit and hanging out with fucking Puerto Ricans. Fuck all that shit. We're just going to get the breakfast, because the other day it was trending on Twitter. The breakfast bowl.
Breakfast bowl. That's right, motherfuckers.
Like 30 fucking people were talking about the breakfast bowl on Twitter. I was dizzy. And it came to me like fucking Moses. It just hit me. We got to start like little Kodak things with just a breakfast bowl. You drive up breakfast bowl and your special Dolce fucking water. Who's better than me, Dolce?
You are the man.
Now they can't
Joey,
now they can't take the idea from you because Lee Sayati's Jewish.
Joey's in for 10% now,
I'm
Mike.
I'm in for five. You know how we do it, Mike. I didn't even know you did that. So now this program, how do people get this thing? They go online? Is it Amazon?
Yep. Right now, the only way right now is to go online to UFCFit.com. It's sold here in North America. So in the United States and Canada, it's being sold right now. Then it's spreading soon. It's going to be in the UK. It's going to be down in Australia. And it's going to wrap around. It's going to be in every country in the world. Right now, UFCFit.com. That's the only place to get it. Like you saw a little bit of TV commercials there on Fuel TV. You're going to see more of that as summer progresses into the fall. Christmas season is probably going to be Dolce's face 24 hours a day trying to motivate you to get your ass up off that couch of training. Then 2014, we're going to be worldwide, man. It's going to be everywhere.
I'm so proud of you, fucking Dolce. You really, you believe in this, and you fucking sell it, and I see it in your athletes, man.
You know, I appreciate it.
I'm one of your fucking biggest fans.
You know me. This is all I do. It's all I think about, is just trying to help people be better. You don't have to be a world-class athlete. You don't have to have six-pack abs to be better. And that's my goal with the Dolce diet, with UFC Fit, to help people be better, to live longer so you can be with the people that you love and you care about. You can protect them. You can, you know, build financial security for them. You can be, you know, impart wisdom to them. That's my motivation behind all the stuff that I do.
Dolce, let me tell you something. I love the one book with the workouts, and I'll tell you what's helped me fucking immensely is that treadmill running workout. I really got to be honest. You know, I finally had the balls to walk into a jiu-jitsu place. It's a gi place because I know it's a little slow and I'm a fat fuck, but I finally went in there, and Dolce, the first three times were murder. It was like fucking doing doubles when you're a freshman in high school and you're running hills in North Jersey in 104. Murder. And I kept thinking about it, and I go, Dolce can't save me. He's going to tell me, we're from Jersey, there's only one way to get your endurance up when you roll, and that's to roll.
That's the roll.
To get in there and go 30 seconds, and then work it up to a minute, and puke, and then go another minute and a half, and then you go home, but you come back the next day. And Dolce, yesterday, I went back for the first time after 6 weeks. I went 2 days in a row. Which is big for me. And I went after Monday night, because Monday night's Marcelo Madness. He makes you do burpees and fucking lunges, and then he makes you do all that judo shit and fucking the cherry pickers, and then he does the technique, and then you fucking roll. You You know, I was in the shower 20 minutes later, and I was still huffing and puffing in the fucking shower, Doug. But because of the treadmill thing, and now I alternate it with the elliptical machine. So I either, and my knee was hurting, and I said, you know what? I got to get some blood in my fucking knee. I put the treadmill up to one, and I did your workout, you know, the 2 minutes, because I love it. The 2 minutes on, and you know what now? By the 13th or 14th minute, I could actually do like 145 and run.
Fuck yeah.
So I appreciate, I mean, listen, we all know when you buy a book or you read something, if you get one fucking thing out of it, it was worth it. You know, and that's what I really got from it. Like, I'm scared about the deadlifts. I'm dying to do them, Dolce. And that's why when I go to Vegas, I'm coming over and you're going to teach me correctly. Because I know if I start deadlifting, it's all over. All of a sudden, you know, when you deadlift, your dick grows like 4 fucking inches. Because your spibula pushes your helmet out of your fucking dick. Spibula. I think it's a fucking spibula. I don't know. You there, Dolce? You didn't hang up on me.
I'm there. So you're doing the Dolce diet, living lean, the treadmill workouts, and we do have, you know, three different workouts built in into that. We have the beginner, the intermediate, and the fighter.
And the fighter. No, I can't do the minute. That's fucking torture. You guys make me sprint in between the fucking minute. That killed me one day. And on the treadmill, if you don't hit that button, you start running for like 40, 50 seconds. I'm huffing it. I've almost killed myself 8 times on that fucking treadmill. You get on one of those runaway treadmills. You're like Denzel in that movie with the train and the white kid with the freckles.
That's it. Well, they got that. Some of those treadmills, they have that safety. It's a little tag. You know, it's like a clip, like a clothespin that it connects to your shirt and it also connects to the machine. So if you get too far off the treadmill, you know, you start to have a little problem back there. Boom, it'll break, and then the treadmill automatically shuts off.
Listen, dog.
You know,
there's a thousand. There's a thousand
guys like me. I've done that a few times.
Really?
Oh shit! Yeah. You get on there, you get cranking. How fast can I go? Because I'm a fucking tough guy. I can fuck this treadmill. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. You start fucking sprinting. Next thing you know, you're gassed out. You're hanging onto the back of the treadmill. Well, then what? You got to figure out a way to fucking jump off because you can't get to the button anymore. Yeah, I've done that quite a few times in gyms, at home, alone. You know, it gets ugly. So I look for the treadmills now with that little clip on there when I know I'm going to go hard.
So you use that stuff? I thought it was just there for like old people or something like that. But then I realize I'm fucking old.
Me too, man. I think it's for fucking, I don't want to say stupid people. It's for motivated people like you and I. Guys that are willing to, and girls, when I were willing to test our fucking limits and crash and burn in the process.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I smoke a joint. And I get on that fucking treadmill with your workout, and I get carried away. I forget I'm 50. And I go, well, let me do 5 more minutes. Let me do The Song Remains the Same one more time, one more song. And, man, the next day I'm fucking dying. And I'm cursing myself because once you're loose, once you get over a certain age and you're loose, you don't give a fuck at that point.
Yep.
It's getting loose when you're at that age, over 40, that you're like, oh, look at me. You know, I'm looking at Dan Henderson. What is he, 44? And he's fighting Saturday night. It's a whole different fucking world out there. It's a whole different fucking world out there. People are still going for it, man. So I appreciate what you're doing, Dolce. Your book has helped me. The fucking book made me a fan.
Shit, man. That's, brother, I really appreciate that, Joe. And that means a lot, man. And that book is just a little part of my life, trying to, you know, just share some information and, again, just help people be better. And I know because you picked up on it and you started to tweet about it, you're talking to Rogan about it, you're going there and you're doing the thing, which I really appreciate, and you're sharing it to your people because you got a huge fucking following, the monster army that follows Joey Diaz. So by you sharing it, I mean, you're helping people change their fucking lives too. And that's what it's about, because we want to keep our armies, you know, growing for decades to come, centuries to fucking come. So, I mean, that I had anything in there to offer to a guy like you, man, that means a lot. I appreciate that.
No, but look, even Lee started juicing. He's lost 70 fucking pounds, Lee. He's all head. He's all head and cock. That's all he is. And bank book. You got to see him. No, but, man, you've inspired us, and I want to thank you, and I know that a lot of people listen to the show, and you know what's crazy? That people don't think they could do anything. That's the biggest misnomer, because I've got to tell you, Dolce, I didn't think, when I shot the longest yard, I thought I was doomed. I thought it was doomed. If it wasn't people like Ivan Salivary and some of the coaches in that movie that said, Joey, you could just do a little bit every day. just a little bit. And I would go, come on. They go, if you walk on the treadmill 5 minutes here, some people have given up hope because they think they can't do it. And that's what I like about what you say. And just even watching the USFC, you know you could do this shit. I don't care if you're fucking 80. You could lose the fucking weight and be healthy, you know?
Absolutely. It all comes down to decisions, to choices. That's it. We just make one better choice today than we did yesterday. One better choice. One better decision. That's all I ask of anybody. Anybody I fucking deal with, Johnny Hendricks, whoever, all the way down to just regular Sheila in the middle of the fucking country that no one's ever going to know. Just do something better today than yesterday, and then tomorrow, and then the next day, and you just keep upping your game every day, just 1%, one little bit, 1 minute on the fucking treadmill, and then go sit on the couch the rest of the day. And tomorrow we do 2 minutes, and we build from there. You know, don't eat the fucking, don't drink a whole can of soda today. Water that shit down, and extra ice cubes. Drink half. And then slowly it's less and less and less. And then it's fucking done and out of our life. You don't have to go cold turkey. You don't have to go and fucking train 2 hours a day, day one. Fuck that shit. That's bullshit. You just have to be better. Do better, be better every single day. So there's no excuses. That's the biggest thing. Now, if people sit on their couch or they just fucking lay around.
Hello.
Oh, I think we lost him.
We lost him.
All right.
He's in Canada. Yeah, don't fucking lay on the couch, cocksucker. Get up like today. Get up. Stop being a pussy. Get out there. Put your shorts on. Put your sneakers. Even Lee's going to the fucking swimming pool. He went out there yesterday. There was a bunch of kids. He called me up. He was all fucking paranoid. I feel the same way. When I see young kids somewhere, I fucking avoid them.
It was a birthday party in the pool. I didn't just see a random pack of kids.
I can't stand that shit. When I see fucking kids, I fucking go the other way. Because you never know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a child molester. I don't even like kids in that fucking way. I don't even like young. I didn't like young girls when I was young. That's the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah.
When I was 19 and 20, I didn't like young girls. Now I look at them and, ugh. Fuck, you know, that little pissy pussy and all that shit and crying and tears. You know, I don't like that shit. Probably. Mikey D, we lost you there.
Hey, what's up, guy? I don't know what happened there. This Canadian Wi-Fi, I think.
Fucking immigration cut you off. Let me ask you something. I hate asking you about your clients, but I got to ask you a question. How is our man doing, Mr. Lombard?
Yo, he's doing very well. He's down there at American Top Team. He's training hard. He's ready to go. He's just waiting for a fight date, waiting for an opponent.
How's his weight with the 170?
His weight is great. I mean, he bounces between high 90s and low 200s, which is, he's the perfect size welterweight, in my opinion. He's also, you look at him, he's perfectly muscled to be a middleweight, and he's got big wins at 205. So Hector Lombard, he can be a three-weight class athlete, almost like Manny Pacquiao. But that's really up to him. It's up to Joe Silva. It's up to Dana. And it's up to Hector's manager, Dan Lambert. So I can help him do anything he wants to do.
Oh, I thought he was dropping the 170.
Yo, it's not confirmed. He's playing with the idea. He doesn't want to make any final decisions until a final decision is announced via the UFC. You, I mean, understand that situation. It's just a matter of who's the right opponent, what's the right weight class, and he's just taking a little bit of time to skill build also. You know, he went on that UFC run, he won one, he lost two, and they realized, so his weight's an issue. Let's see what's going on with his weight, with his health, with his level of fitness. That's why they brought me in. But also, Hector, he's a smart guy. He wants to skill build. He doesn't want to just come back and be good enough. He wants to come back and be the greatest athlete in the world. So I respect that. We're hoping for somewhere, maybe late summer, maybe early fall, but we should have a fight announcement here somewhere early mid-summer.
All right, beautiful, man. Well, I love what you're doing, and I hope this thing fucking blows up for you. You're a savage, and you deserve it. You know what the fuck you're talking about.
Bro, this is my fucking life, man. I was 280 pounds. I lost 110 pounds. I fought professionally. I set the record for fastest knockout in the IFL. I got my way on the Ultimate Fighter, and that was as a part-time athlete. I was a full-time coach, coaching 40 of the best athletes in the world when I was doing that shit, just to show the guys that I could do it too. Don't just listen to what I say. Do what I do. Here, I fucking did it. Who else wants to lose 40 pounds in 11 days? I did that. So you want to listen to some, you know, pencil neck in a fucking, you know, suit and a lab coat? You want to listen to a guy who actually fucking did it and performed at a high level. So that's, you know, part of what I'm doing here. It's, I'm not trying to make anybody do anything I haven't done. So it's deeply rooted in science, but it's also my professional, my personal experience that I give away here at UFC Fit and the Dolce Diet.
You're also doing something on it that I saw on their webpage Sunday.
Absolutely.
You're like fucking, you're like dog shit. You're everywhere.
You know, I affiliate, just like you, I affiliate myself with the people, the companies, the brands that I like, that I respect. That's why I'm a friend and a fucking believer and a loyal follower of Joey Diaz.
Oh, shit.
Same thing with Onnit. Okay?
No, no, I love that you said that. You give me goosebumps. That,
dude, and that's the fucking truth. I love you, man. I love everything you do, everything you fucking put out. I consume your products as a consumer, as a happy, loyal purchaser and listener of you and all your shit, man. I fucking love it.
No, I love Onnit. I love everything about, you know, I'm not having problems with, they told me when I joined that jiu-jitsu to take glucosamine, you know, for your joints and stuff. And I started taking a strong bone. And even now, this morning, I'm very much in shock that I didn't wake up a lot sore than what I should feel. But I cover all the bases. I stretch before, I stretch after, a lot of water, and I take the fucking strong bone.
That's it.
You know,
and you're living the lifestyle. And what it is, Onnit helps live the complete lifestyle. It's perfectly aligned with the Dolce Diet principles of earth, grown nutrients, and no, I say no pills, no powders, because that's very important. Now, with Onnit, they make their pills and their powders are things that we cannot get. Most humans cannot obtain, like the strong bone supplement or the 5-HTP, the new mood that I take when I fucking travel, and it kills my jet lag. I don't get jet lag as much as I travel because that new mood product, without that, shit, I'm fucked. So there's a lot, and then all they have their cashew butters and then their hemp force protein, I absolutely love.
I love that hemp force protein bar too.
Only it's amazing, right?
Yeah,
so these are products that are based on the earth-grown nutrients. I've been out there. I've met Aubrey. I've stayed at his house. I've toured his entire facility. I checked out their R&D. I know everything that goes into the process. I even met all the guys in shipping and customer service. Before I endorsed Onnit, I checked out every single thing about them and their company. They're fucking amazing. I use them. I have their products in my hotel room right now here in Canada. They're in my cupboard. My family's at home using their products at home. That's why I support and endorse Onnit.
No, I love their stuff. I really do, man. But that's it, Mikey D. I love you, man. I'm happy that you called in today. Lee, you had some questions for Mike.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to keep you, and I know it's in the Dolce Diet book, so I don't want you to give it away all for free. But when I stopped juicing, I went back to eating for a little bit. And, like, for someone who had, like, when I used to go to the grocery store, I would get snacks and soda, and that'd be it. Like, I was walking around, and they say, like, I was in the pasta aisle, and they had wheat pasta, but it had more calories than regular pasta. And there were I was thinking about it, and I had like I almost had a panic attack. You have no idea what to get. So like I didn't know if you had any like hints for what to buy there, because like the wheat stuff isn't better for you, even though it's supposed to be. And I don't know. I just got confused.
Yeah, with that pasta, it gets really confusing. I try and tell everybody read the ingredients. I'm not really concerned about the macronutrients. That's the protein, the carbs, the fats. Not too concerned about that. That's not where I look first. I look at the ingredients. What are the chemicals in this? What is this product really made of? So that'll tell the tale. As soon as I see a word that I can't pronounce, I don't understand, I put that down. I don't care if it's a zero calories or 800 grams of protein. I put that down. I walk away. Again, with the Dolce Diet, my number one principle is eating earth-grown nutrients. That's real food. When you eat real food, everything takes care of itself. Extremely high nutrient density at much lower calories than all other processed food. So I know I can get everything my body needs to be strong and healthy at the minimum calories so I don't spill over and retain excess weight. That's why earth-grown nutrients are so important. Also, earth-grown nutrients have sustained all of life on this planet since the dawn of time. Now, again, you can't tell me some guy in a suit and sitting across the table from another dude in the lab coat 50 years ago came up with something better than what has sustained our species since the dawn of time. That's bullshit. They're trying to make money off of us. So we stay away from all the processed fucking bullshit, all the chemicals you kicked out of your life. And I think that's why you found juicing so successful, because when you're juicing, you have to juice real food.
Yeah.
It's real food that you have to consume. You just happen to be juicing it instead of chewing it and eating it, right?
Yeah, and that it worked, but the issue I had was, is like I would have salads and like good food every day, but I before I started again, I put 10 to 15 pounds back on because I had food in my system, but also because even though I think I'm trying to eat healthy, but like you can't have any it sounds like no bread and stuff like, cause like nothing I know has no chemicals or anything like that. You have to eat like completely like vegetables and like organic meat.
Yeah, and the organic, I call it wild caught. So wild caught game is the way to go. Again, no processing, no chemicals dumped in there. But also, you want the animal to be in its natural environment, in its right headspace. You don't want this tripped out animal just sitting in this fucking cage waiting to die for 2 years, knowing it's going to fucking die, pumping all these negative chemicals into its body that you consume, and then it, you know, gets absorbed into your system and fucks you up. So wild caught game is the way to go. There are some great products out there, and I do talk about those in Living Lean. I have a full grocery list built out in Living Lean. Now, we talk about Ezekiel bread. So you know, you're talking about bread. I eat bread almost every day. I'm actually 6% body fat right now. I eat bread almost every single day.
I think we lost it.
Hey,
Joe. Oh, here.
There we are.
Here.
Yeah, phone bust out. So that's Ezekiel bread. Bob's Red Mill. It's a company here in the United States. It's actually based in Portland, Oregon. Bob's Red Mill. Those are the grain products that I use in my house. So check out the website. You can buy it on Amazon. Super cheap. Hemp seeds, chia seeds. You know, what else? We got the high fiber oatmeal that I use every day. I got it here right now with me in Canada. So you can use lots of products like that. So I understand, you know, you go into the produce section. Do I only eat fucking produce? I'm going to kill myself. No, because quinoa is another great product. So on the Dolce diet, we eat lots of carbohydrates. It's very important. Pastas we're talking about. Those brown rice pastas I use, I have that here. I brought it from the States up here in Canada with me. That's what John McGuire's going to be eating on Friday night when he steps off the scale. So pastas, I'm Italian. We eat pasta twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays in my house. That's the way we roll. So all these things get mixed in. You wouldn't know I have a fucking diet. You wouldn't, if I tell you what I eat, you wouldn't think it sounds like a diet. You'd think I'd be a fat fuck. But it's not. It's all the way these meals, the nutrients combine together. And I understand what you're saying, Lee. You go to a supermarket and you're getting fucking sold bullshit.
Yeah.
They're trying to trick you and make you buy this shit, and they're pumping you full of fucking chemicals, not chemicals, like those commercials trying to make you feel like it's okay to buy that stuff. Then they got the packaging, they got the little green flowers on there so you think it's natural, and it'll say all natural, but guess what? Crack rock is all natural. It's not fucking good for you. You gotta avoid that shit.
It is true. I have no idea what to buy. And so can you get most of this stuff in a normal grocery store? Like if we have Living Lean and we have a grocery list, can we go to Ralph's and buy 95% of it?
Or do I have to go to Gelson's?
To Ralph's, you can even go to Walmart and buy a good portion, over 50% of it. Now, with be healthy on a fucking budget. So the average adult can be 100% Living Lean for less than $50 a week, and we're talking 6 meals a day.
Really? You got the Jewish in me like freaking out. $50 a week?
$50 a week. You know my wife is Jewish, right?
So no.
She's my co-author. So there we go. She pulled it out of us. And that's really under $50 a week. It's under. You check out my Twitter stream. People blow that up.
I saw that.
So you see, people say it's too expensive to eat healthy. No, it can be really expensive to eat healthy. But if you're smart, If you channel your inner Jew, then it's easy. And that's, I make sure I don't waste money. That money's going to go to my kids. It's going to go to my house and all these other things. It's going to go to charity. It's not going to go to some supermarket. It's not going to go to some company. I'm going to keep that where it's supposed to go. So inexpensive, very important, and you get a high nutrient intensity. Now, I'm not talking shit here. You got people all over the world saying the same thing. It fucking works. It's inexpensive.
I love you, Mike Dolce. How long are you in Canada for, little brother?
What's that?
How long are you going to be in Canada for?
I'm here till Sunday. I'm back on a plane on Sunday.
I'll give you a holler next week. Thank you very much for calling and enlightening us, and good luck with the UFC. You deserve it, brother. You're a fucking savage.
You're
an ambassador of health.
Love you guys.
Love you, brother.
Bye.
That's a great fucking call.
Yeah, I love Michael.
He gets me excited. I want to jump off the fucking window and go right in the pool right now.
And he lifts it. Like, the time I met him at your house to watch the fights, like, he people come over for with food for fights, and it's wings and stuff, and he brought, like, a tomato and basil salad.
It was delicious.
It was great.
The blue chips.
Yeah, and hummus. Oh, God.
I still buy the blue chips. I like
the spicy blue chips. Oh.
Yeah, I fucking love them. I love them. See, you learn something every fucking day.
You do.
And we didn't eat an edible today or nothing. Aren't you happy? And I'm happy that he talked about Onnit. People, do yourself a favor. Go to Onnit.com. Get the new mood. Try out the Alpha Brain. Try out the smallest. Mix and match. They have a mix and match package. You know, if you want to get ropes or battle ropes or fucking the whatever, that's your choice. But to get started, go to Onnit. Read what they're about. Maybe they're a little pricey for you. Like Joe says, read what they got and then make your own fucking pills and blow your house up. I don't give a fuck what you do. Go to Onnit. See what the options they got and how it fits what you're doing and what you're trying to do. You never fucking know. That's it. Stay black. You go to Onnit. You order something. You go in the box. You write church. And that's it. Bing, bong, boom. Get this gorilla out of my fucking room. They send you emails. They give you a couple points off. And who's better than you?
No.
You're looking like fucking Johnny
Bananas.
Bananas before the operation. You see what I'm saying?
And then after you go to Onnit, go to Hulu Plus and sign up there. It's HuluPlus.com/Joey, lowercase.
Lowercase, bitches. Don't be a momo all your life.
Or there's a banner at JoeyDiaz.net where you can also get t-shirts and testicle
tests. Just go to JoeyDiaz.net, press in the Hulu. Go to Hulu.plus. No,
Hulu. HuluPlus.com.
Sorry about that. I stuttered. Go to HuluPlus.com. Press in Joey lowercase. You get 2 weeks for free. Go on there. Get Community. Get SNL. Go back. Look at how far do they go back with SNL? For the season, I think.
Yeah, and then they have 10 seasons of The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, come on.
They have four seasons of Prison Break.
Fucking Prison Break. You're playing your own Prison Break. How are you going to break your mother out of there?
And the one thing I wanted to mention is a lot of these things, when you sign up for free stuff, they're like, oh, put a credit card in just in case. All you need is an email address. It doesn't even have to be your email address. Put your mother's email address in, and you get 2 weeks. They don't ask you anything. And you don't have to put a credit card. They don't start billing you later. Get 2 weeks.
Free. Just no fucking drama, no nothing. If you like what you get after 2 weeks and you say, you know what, I don't need this, I don't need that, boom, $7.99.
Boom.
Like a doctor. And there you are. After you work out the gym and you take your little Onnit new mood, bam, you can lay down and watch your favorite shows. Even The Twilight Zone. How's that, Lisa? Yeah. I ain't fucking around no more. I don't have time to mess around. I gotta go home now and babysit.
Was this hash weed?
No, this is not hash weed, all right? This was just kryptonite, bitch. This is the shit they tried to give. This chick killed Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe's alive.
No, Russell Crowe's the father on Superman. Momo, he tries to play Marlon Brando's part.
How was I supposed to know that's where you were going? No one knew that's where you were going.
But that's why you gotta plan ahead when you deal with Uncle Joe. You gotta look for the next fucking move. The old Superman's a thing of the past. Being a kingpin, you gotta fucking look at the new Superman. You follow me?
Are you gonna go watch that?
Not in a million fucking years.
Why not?
I don't give a fuck about Superman.
You know who Russell Crowe is? You know
the I know story. They're in the movie because I saw the commercial while I was watching the countdown. You gonna put some music on for Uncle Joey? What do you got? You got some Spanish music for me, don't you?
No. What do you know what music?
Don't you know having a heck the fucking Lavoe?
I can get some, but you know what's gonna play.
What are you gonna play? Look at Lee. A little super fly for you motherfuckers. Get up, bitches. Wash that pussy. You want a date tonight, don't you? Ding, ding, ding. You want motherfuckers to knock on your door. Wash that monkey. Shave it. Leave the afro right above the fucking noodle. Surprise him. Go, Lee. Wiggle funk with Joy, baby. Oh, shit. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Ooh, super fly. You bad motherfuckers. Wednesday, June 12th. You got the world by the fucking balls. My man Connor Hewn in Boulder looking out for Lee Syatt. My main man Connor Hewn. Love him.
He's
my fucking physical, my other physical fucking advisor.
Look at our Twitter. If that picture's a real tattoo, first of all, that's not real. There's no way someone has a barbed wire around their asshole.
That's the second time I saw a chick in Boulder with a rabbit going into her ass.
Yeah, but that's not barbed wire.
Doesn't matter. You're going to have a good
time.
It's
so scary.
So we're going to fly out tomorrow.
We'll No, we're not. What do you mean tomorrow?
Sunday.
I thought we were flying out Saturday.
Saturday, whatever. I get confused. Saturday.
This isn't happening.
We're going to lick her ass, and she's going to fart in your face with whey protein. I'm going to give a couple of these hemp protein bars.
Don't give her more hemp protein.
With some chia seeds. Some chia seeds.
You already said she was a body.
And then you come back, and we'll have a good time. All right, what are you scared of?
There's no way this is happening.
Did you see the idea I have for you? You're going to get a straw. I'm going to put it up her ass. I'm going to duct tape her ass. And when she farts, it goes into your mouth. It doesn't spray out of your face. You just get a little air in the back of your throat. Like a Banaka blast. You know what a Banaka blast is?
No.
When you get bad breath, you get that spray in your...
Yeah?
Like that.
Why does it have to be poop, though?
So don't you want to fart in your throat?
No.
Why not? When was the last time somebody farted in your throat?
I really need to start recording our phone calls, because this is what you sound like at 1 in the morning. You're stoned. You're like, I got it. Gonna get a straw. I don't know if it's bendy yet or metal, but we'll figure it out. Then I'm gonna get the duct tape. All right, and you go. It's like 20 minutes. I'm at work trying to do work, and you're like 20 minutes in the duct tape. So,
and then your birthday is July 20th.
Yeah.
So we'll try to have a birthday party for you that Wednesday at the Ice House, and that's when we'll do a live chick fart in your face. We'll get the chick from El Monte that wants to fart in your face. You got a nice big ass. I'm telling you, 3-4 farts in the face, you're going to be
better. Why is it? It's always going more.
So what? And I'm thinking of having a fart orgy where there's like 6 or 7 chicks bent over ready to fart.
Doing a fart orgy.
And you just go from asshole to asshole, and they fart in your face, one of the shot. Pop.
I have to have a life after this. I can't remember fart. The fact that I'm even saying the word fart orgy on the internet.
We're going to shave your head.
My kids
nose
can't
hairs.
Be president now already.
We're going to shave your nose hairs.
So, I don't have nose hairs.
So the fart don't get stuck on any of your...
I don't have nose hairs. I'm 24.
Yes, you do. That don't mean nothing. I saw one the other day.
No,
sticking
you
out
don't.
Saying, fucking hello to me, cocksucker. Why are you bullshit?
You have nose hairs. I don't have nose hairs. You're a liar.
Why you got to get it together, Lee.
I love you.
You know I love you. Give me some shout outs. Connor Hewen, you know I love you. Oscar Nunez, Aaron Espinoza, Mac Fab, Chris Lee Brooks, Chris Schomburg, or whatever your fucking name, Jiu Jitsu wife, I love you. Jill Himitsu, hope you're doing better. The whole death motherfucking squad crew. Aunt Ella, I love you guys. Wise Guys, Friday, both shows sold out. They tried to end the weekend. I can't do it. I got all that shit on Saturday. Plus, we're flying out to fucking Denver Saturday night.
Everyone give them shit on Twitter on Monday when we didn't go. I know we're not going.
We're going to Denver, baby.
No, we're not.
We're going to Denver. I talked to Connie. He's getting us a camera.
He's not getting
it. And we're going to take that. And we're going to do it in an octagon to even give it more effect.
I can't wait till Monday.
Octagon.
I can only picture it Monday morning. So, dude, our flight, we're getting in enough points. Fuck United. The farmer's market.
I couldn't go United because it wasn't a week notice. Fucko. So I fucking had to go Expedia.com.
You told me it was United.
I know. It's a United flight, but I didn't go to United. I had to go to Expedia because it's a 3-day flight.
Expedia, the gnome didn't give me my points.
You're going to fucking Denver.
No, I'm
not.
You're
take a fart
There's
to
no
the eyeball.
Way I'm doing it.
And that's
There's
just the
no
way
it is.
No more. No more crying. No
I'm
more
not crying.
Nothing.
I'm
you
just looking forward to
You know how many
it.
Fucking emails I got 2 weeks ago about you never being at a strip club?
How many?
People think that I'm slipping. They're saying I'm not a good uncle.
You don't like strip clubs either.
I don't like them. That's why. But you have to start. You're a 24-year-old man.
Why do I got to waste money in a strip club?
You got to go, Lee.
We'll go in Denver. I heard Denver has great strip clubs.
They got Shotgun Willies. But we got to go take you to a deep, a nude one where you can't drink booze.
Why can't you drink booze in the nude one?
Because people like you will lose your fucking mind. The Jew will come out and you'll stab a bitch.
I love that scene, the Family Guy, where the senator kills the
They don't
hooker.
Sell booze. It's BYOB. You bring your own booze. That's where the place I went crazy at with the 8-ball with the Korean chick.
What?
When I had the coke rock on her ass and I had to go back to the halfway house.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I went
yeah.
back to the halfway house. I couldn't stop jerking off. It was a fucking nightmare. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to whack
off. Sounds terrible.
What are you going to do, Lisa? So what do you got planned for the weekend? You going to go see?
I thought we were going to Denver.
Friday night.
I got a pack, apparently.
What pack?
I have work.
Takes two fucking you people while you got a pack. How long does it take to pack? 3 minutes.
I have work Friday
night. Two pair of pants, a toothbrush, a little soap for your snuts, some socks, a few t-shirts.
It's nuts. I want to get a dictionary. I have work Friday night.
All right. And where's this Ashley brought? You broke it off. It's over.
We're friends.
No more
she lives
love.
In, she knows where she lives.
Are you over?
Yeah.
All right, you're on to the new chick. You got like 3 or 4 new bitches.
No, I don't have one.
What happened to Rosie in Boston? She's done.
She's right there. She has her own life going on. We still talk.
When was the last time you talked to her?
A couple weeks ago.
Don't be lying to me. So it's over. A couple weeks ago means you're not sending the pictures of your little Jew bird no more.
What are you, Jew bird?
You little filthy fuck you. Anyway, that's it. It's over. You know I love you, cocksucker, right?
I love you too, buddy.
You're a good man today. That was a good podcast. You gonna swim today?
Yeah.
All right, what else are you gonna do?
Gonna sleep. Gonna plan my... I'm gonna go look at restaurants to eat in Denver.
Did you do any jumping jacks?
I just did jumping jacks.
Make sure you shave your nose hairs. Make sure you put some Vaseline in your nose with a Q-tip.
Everyone tweet me Lee Syatt on Saturday, and I can tell you that I'm not in Denver.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be a good boy. You're going to have a good time. You're going to break your fucking virgin.
Time
how
here.
The fuck are you still a virgin?
I'm not
has
a virgin.
Has a woman ever stuck a finger up your ass?
No.
Never? Not even a pinky?
That sounds terrible.
Not even rub the finger?
I don't want a girl.
How about machine gun your asshole with a pinky? Nothing?
That's worse than just
have you ever had like a chick put spit on your asshole and shake it up like that? Go like this? Like she's mixing up eggs? You don't do that shit, Lee?
No.
You let chicks squeeze your nuts?
Yeah, that's
you like that? You don't fall apart when they squeeze your one nut real fucking hard?
How hard do they squeeze it? They've never squeezed it hard with me.
Any chicks suck your titties ever?
No, one girl, my friend and I have a joke, but one girl bit my nipple and it broke the skin and I hated it. She thought it was cool. Some guy must have told her he liked it once.
So she
just kept doing it.
Your dick didn't get hard?
No, it made it go away. Stick? I hated it.
And did you pull her hair?
No, I didn't.
You ever pull a chick's hair?
I just had a girl say that she liked being choked and it freaked me out.
You never choked a bitch?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, I don't.
You make
first
her wear
all,
like a t-shirt and you grab the cuff over here like a jiu-jitsu choke.
No, she liked this. She liked the.
Oh yeah.
How do you do that?
Tremendous.
How do you know you don't kill him? Like, and what if I like? If I liked it, that's terrible.
That's even better.
It's just horrible.
Then you become fucking.
I don't want to know that I like that.
You choke them with one hand, you finger them with the other one, and then at the end when they come, you fucking drop that elbow on their neck. You never dropped an elbow on a bitch's neck. You just
not even on the head. You even do it on the neck.
On the neck, they don't want to breathe when you choke them. So you choke them, and right away they go, "You fucking drop that elbow." Really, I never fucking choked a woman.
Yes, you did.
I pulled a woman's hair.
You hit, what's your name, with a steak?
Carol, yeah, but that's not choking her. Hitting somebody with a steak and choking a bitch is two different things. That's a little extreme, don't you think? Choking somebody.
Did you cook the steak after you hit it?
I think I gave it to my friend Gavin. I don't think I could choke somebody and fuck them. That's beyond me.
But yeah, you're going to sit me there licking a tattooed asshole.
That's a party where I come from.
It has to have some sort of herpes. That's got a tattoo on the asshole.
Lee,
how can
Lee,
it
Lee,
heal?
Lee, Lee, Lee,
it closes up.
Lee, you're
it can't
24
heal.
Years old.
Yeah.
You've never even... It's time for you to get herpes.
What?
Maybe
I don't
a
want
dose
herpes.
Of herpes would help you out.
Did it
you
would not that? Help me. How's that going to help me? Even less girls would want to sleep with me.
You need chlamydia. You need fucking... Why? Were you going to tell them you got herpes? Don't say a fucking word.
What?
You don't say nothing. You got herpes, you spread that shit like a fucking flu.
This is... The police have to be coming. We're gonna be the first podcast. Like the NSA is gonna be like, we don't have enough people to send to that apartment.
Listen to me, dog. You don't have to tell nobody your personal sexual fucking thing.
Yes, you do.
You never got crabs either.
No.
See, this is the problem. You gotta get
dirty.
There's no crabs and shit.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
You don't tell. This is the.
You never got herpes, no crabs, no chlamydia. What have you done?
I hadn't.
You went to college.
Yeah.
You got an internship. What the fuck? You gotta get it together, kid.
I don't want to get herpes or crabs.
You gotta do something.
No,
you
don't.
Pick one. You
Why?
Pick you gotta go on fucking line on Twitter tonight and write down looking for a chick with the herpes and see who fucking gets back to you. Because a lot of
that
chicks
sounds
got
like
hurt.
The worst.
So what? They got a little pimple on their lip once a month. You pop that motherfucker and you stick your stomach.
That's like probably the worst thing you can do. It probably spreads when it's broken.
This fucking guy. Listen, I love you motherfuckers from the bottom of my heart. I love you from the bottom of my heart. This motherfucking guy never got crabs, nothing. What kind of player are you, Doug?
Well, who doesn't get crabs?
You never ate a chick's ass and she had like a little crab like going through? Like a little sand monkey?
That would freak me out. What are you talking about? A little crab walking into her asshole and then turns you on. What are you...
Oh my God, you have no idea. You know, put a pair of pants on, you get like this itch in your asshole and your ball sack and you got crabs. Poor Lisa, yeah, this book is motherfucking.
You put your pants on, and then you get an itch in your asshole, and then you get crabs.
It's like an infestation of fucking little bites in your dick. You take your underwear off, you got like 1,000 little red marks from blood from where they bit your little fucking pick yuck. What would you do, Lee? You never got none of these diseases? Nothing?
No.
You never got the herp in your throat? Nothing?
In my throat? No. What are you, Michael Douglas, and you got cancer from eating pussy?
That's what he says. His
ex-wife came out and said it wasn't that.
What was it?
I don't know. I just read the headline. I didn't read the actual.
How did she say it? It wasn't that.
It wasn't that.
Fuck you.
I don't say it like that.
People, I love you with all my heart. Thank you very much. I know this podcast got silly.
Connor Hewen said, don't worry, I got the ladies at the North Boulder Ballet, a.k.a. eating broccoli for Lisa. It's fartology.
I told you. We're going to fuck your world up, cocksucker. It's all over.
Connor, am I coming to Denver? I know I'm looking at a Twitter thing.
Like, you're fucking coming to Denver. There's Connor, no way. Hewen. We're going to take you up to the bus stop. We're going to fucking tie you up
Why
to a tree
Why am I doing
it
at a bus stop? No,
there's a club called the bus stop. We're going to take you up to the fucking mountains by Lee Hill up there. We're going to tie you up to a tree. And there's a chick that'll fucking shit on you. We're going to have a good time. When was the last time a chick just diarrheaed on you? That's what we need. Some chick just to fart on you and rub it in your fucking leg.
I need a lawyer.
You don't need a lawyer. What do you need a lawyer for? You need
I need that priest.
You're fucking Jewish.
Baptism.
A priest won't even talk to you.
He talked to me.
No, you're Jewish. I love you guys. Stay black. Have a good weekend. Keep it together. Connor, we'll see you Saturday. We'll bring in this fucking guy up to the hills at gunpoint. This cop sucks.
Now that the show's over, thank God, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to joeydiaz.net and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial, or go to huluplus.com/joey. Again, the banner at joeydiaz.net, or go to huluplus.com/joey, lowercase. Got a parting word?
I can't believe you never got crabs from a chick.
No.
What type of Jewish play?
That's going to be on my headstone. Never got crabs.
You're going to get crabs this weekend.
I don't want to get...
chick had something. I know she had something.
Of course she had something. She's barbed wire around her asshole.
She had something. I just don't know. So what? We'll give you some tomato juice. You put it on your helmet and you're back in war. Like a skunk. Have a great weekend, cocksuckers. I love you. Put some music on, fuck off.
Is it to get the skunk
off? You put some fucking music on, you fuck.
It's like a skunk. Oh. Where's the music? Like a skunk.
Get together, 5 seconds.
Todo tiene su final. Como el lindo clavel.